everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Lord, I came to worship you today. I came to sing your praise. I came to love you, Lord, your holy name to raise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, how I worship you.
Have come to worship you, O Lord. Thank you for joining me today here in a call to worship and praise. You know, we're all struggling in life. We all have our burdens. We all have our stresses. Sometimes those stresses and those burdens come from without, things that happen to us. Sometimes they come from within. We do certain things that bring stress into our lives. Maybe sins that we are harboring in our lives, and the conviction of the Holy Spirit sort of bears down on us. God invites us to come to Him with all of our pressures, all of our burdens, and lay them before Him. He asks us to submit to His Lordship and to realize that once we are yoked together with Him, He will uphold us. We're going to be singing and talking a lot about burdens and about how we can go to the Lord with our problems. Let's enter His presence right now in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for the opportunity we have to worship you today. And I pray that this program might bring pleasure to you, Father, and that you might fill us with your Holy Spirit and anoint this program so that those that are listening today might feel your presence and might feel the joy that can come of knowing that you are in control. Sometimes with the pressures that we have, Father, we feel that we are out of control or the world is out of control. I know that you are on top of everything. Nothing surprises you, Lord. There is nothing that will come into our life today that has not gone through the filter of your hands first. So, Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you for your presence in our lives. And we worship you today here on A Call to Worship. You are our righteousness. You are our peace. You are our strength. You are our wisdom. And you are our joy. Abba, Father, we will never cease to love you and to worship you. Thank you, Father, for letting us enter your presence today here on A Call to Worship and Pray.
Thank you.
there is a quiet place where we can rest from the pressures and stresses of the world. And that's in the arms of Jesus, near to the heart of God. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. Coming up in a little bit, I want to share some special verses from Psalm 36, verses 5 through 10 from the New Living Translation. And now I'd like to share some verses from Psalm 36, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. Today I'd like to share these verses from the New Living Translation, verses 5 through 10 of Psalm 36. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. You care for people and animals alike, O Lord. How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. You feed them from the abundance of your own house, letting them drink from your rivers of delight. For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see. Pour out your unfailing love on those who love you. Give justice to those with honest hearts.
In the shadow of your wings, my voice with gladness sings. To you alone, Lord, my soul. Shadow of your wings,
but there's something about that name. Thank you.
How I Love Jesus. What a wonderful medley there by the Tom Fetke Singers. Oh, how I love Jesus and wonderful, wonderful Jesus. In the background right now, it's the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes continuing that song, Oh, How I Love Jesus. We'll also hear in the background, 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and then we'll wind up with the song, Victory in Jesus. I'm Dave Kersey, and I do thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. I want to thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry as well. But first, let me thank this radio station. They provide this airtime to us without charge each week. That's a wonderful gift. And if this is a listener-supported, Christian-centered ministry, I hope you'll write to them, thank them for carrying Call to Worship, and send them a financial gift to help them in their ministry. Would you do that? I'd appreciate it. Sure they would, too. But I also would like to have you write to us here. If you have any questions or comments, thoughts you'd like to share, that's great. I read every letter that comes in. And if you can, a financial gift would be helpful, too. You know, we have expenses in the production, the duplication, the distribution of the program to stations literally all over the country. And your dollars each week, or whatever you can send in, helps us stay on the air. And I just want to say thank you. You can mail your gifts for Call to Worship right here to Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You can also find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. As I mention each week, there's a lot of things on that website now. In addition to the fact that you can listen to Call to Worship anytime you want, right on your computer. Each Sunday, we post all the information for that week's program, including the actual audio of the program. And then for the next week, you can actually listen to it, or maybe you've missed it here on Sunday and you want to listen to it later in the week. That's all there for you. In fact, you can go back and listen to previous programs here and this year. It's all there for you, too. In addition, I've posted a complete program schedule. Some people will print that out in advance so they can follow right along with us on Sunday or whenever they plan to listen to the program. You can find out where this program is aired all over the country. And there are some other things there as well. So check us out, won't you? Our website address is www.calltoworship, all one word, www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Coming up a little later on in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about how our Lord is our burden bearer. We all have stress in our lives. We all have burdens that we carry around with us. But Jesus Christ wants to help us by shouldering that burden and carrying it and helping us make through those difficult times. So if you have a lot of stress in your life, regardless of its origin or nature, let me encourage you to let the pressure drive you to the source for all your strength, all your peace, and all the stability in your life, that being the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus wants to be our burden bearer. He invites us to come to Him with all of those pressures and lay them before Him. He asks us to submit to His Lordship and then realize that once we are yoked together with Him, He will uphold us. Coming to Jesus in childlike dependence releases the pressures of those burdens on our life. So, let the stress in your life press you on toward Christ. He will never put on you more than you can bear, for He stands with you to shoulder every load. Coming up later, we'll be talking about our burden bearer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, let's get back to this medley that's been playing in the background with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Thank you.
Seen and unseen world.
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, A Touch of His Peace, Meditations on Experiencing the Peace of God, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 30 say this, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about our burden bearer. Rarely does a day pass when I don't hear the subject of stress discussed. The topic may be something like burnout or chronic fatigue, but the real issue is stress. The pressures of daily life that place us in a weary and parched state of soul and mind. J. Hudson Taylor, founder of the China Inland Mission, understood such pressures. He lived for years in a strange world with foreign customs. The cultural barriers of sharing the gospel were great. There was the great burden of administering a mission agency and the numerous personnel issues that had to be constantly addressed. Hudson Taylor said, It doesn't matter, really, how great the pressure is. It only matters where the pressure lies. See that it never comes between you and the Lord. Then the greater the pressure, the more it presses you to His breast. Here is the answer to stress, regardless of its nature, its origin, or its intensity. Let the pressure drive you to the source of all your strength, your peace and your stability, the person of Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul came to this wise conclusion after considering the many hardships that he endured. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, he wrote, But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God. Jesus wants to be our burden bearer. He invites us to come to Him with all of our pressures and lay them before Him. He asks us to submit to His Lordship and realize that once we are yoked together with Him, He will uphold us. Coming to Jesus in childlike dependence releases the pressure of our burdens. It lightens the load and enables us to go on. Instead of crumbling and fainting, we find new energy, energy that God Himself gives us as we are driven to Him. There is a method that is particularly helpful in laying our burdens down. In prayer, lift your hands to the Lord and talk to Him about your pressures. When you finish, put your hands down. The physical relief is an immediate reminder that you have done business with God and left your burdens with Him. Let your stress press you to Christ. He will never put on you more than you can bear, for He stands with you to shoulder every load. Once you come to Christ and release your burden to Him, there is now nothing between you and Him but sweet peace. His yoke is easy and light, and He will not pull you down, but lift you up in your time of need. Give your burdens to Christ, and remember, He has no load limit at all. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful that You actually invite me to bring my stress points and my burdens to You. I need relief sometimes from these burdens, and that is what You promise. As I cast my pressures on You and submit to Your clear and peaceful leadership. Thank You for being my burden bearer for sin and all the problems of my everyday life.
In a time of trouble, in a time forlorn, there is a hiding place. Hope is born in a time of danger when our faith is proved. There is a hiding place where we are loved. There is a hiding place, a strong protective space. God provides the grace to the time of grief, there is a hiding place to give relief. In a time of weakness, in a time of fear, there is a hiding place where God is near. There is a hiding place, a strong protective space, where God provides the grace to persevere. For nothing can remove us from the Father's love. Though all may change, yet nothing changes here. In a time of weakness, in a time of fear, there is a hiding place where God is near.
Brian Felton singing the song for us, all about how our Lord is a hiding place. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you also for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. Remember our address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon 97501. And also remember, you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. I hope you'll have a wonderful week, and I hope you'll come back again next week for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship. And please remember that A Call to Worship is a ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry. We got one last song, one of my favorites, written by Andre Crouch, all about how our Lord is always there for us. Through it all, He will be with us. He will be our burden bearer, and He will stand with us and help us during those difficult times of life. Here's a Don Marr Singers and the song entitled, Through It All.